It's official. Finally, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has signed the bloody thing. Finally, it's official. The world's worst kept secret has been revealed. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has signed a new contract with the Arsenal, a contract that will see him stay with the club for another 3 seasons. Fantastic news. Excellent news. It's another real sign of intent from the football club. It's another sort of, I guess it's another bit of evidence that suggests that we are moving in the right direction. The fact that we've persuaded Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang at the peak of his powers to stay with this football club for a little bit longer, well, 3 years longer, it's not a little bit of time, is it? Particularly for a player of his age. But it just tells you all you need to know about the impact that Mikel Arteta has had, about the ambition of the club at the moment, and that we are going on, or that we are on the right path. Absolutely buzzing. I'm mixing up my words. Arsenal have actually killed us with this, by the way. You know, we knew for ages that an agreement had been reached. We've been talking about it on here for a good month now. David Ornstein reported it last week that it was done. The deal was agreed. It was all in place, 3 years. And it would make him Arsenal's most highest paid player. And finally, we've got that official announcement. Now, Arsenal were teasing us all day. They put it in the bio. They put something like, make sure your notifications are turned on if you follow us on Twitter. Aubameyang was putting the old sand timers in the sort of in his tweets. He was putting things like TikTok in his Instagram posts. So it was very much coming. It was coming today. We clicked over to the Arsenal website, and you could see in the description they had the Gabon flag, which obviously was another fact that gave it away. But I am absolutely buzzing. And as I keep saying, I know we've been talking about it for a while and it was reported and we all knew that it was done. But to actually get that official announcement is massive, isn't it? It's a huge sort of weight off of our shoulders as fans. It's one less thing we have to worry about. We know that Mikel Arteta's had his role changed recently. We know that Aubameyang's signed now, which suggests that the club are moving in the right direction. Look, we still need to do some further business, in my opinion, during this window. And that is both selling and bringing players in. But we've got to take massive encouragement from the fact that Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has committed his future to this project. I think I said it to you guys right at the start of the transfer window that for me, the most significant bit of business that Arsenal would do during this transfer window would be to tie down Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. I'm over the bloody moon about it. Let's have a look at some of you guys' comments as well. Don't forget to smash the like button. I mean, if you can't like a video announcing that Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has signed a new Arsenal contract, what else are you going to like? Use your likes there. Hit the like button. It is very, very much appreciated. Omar says, get in. Currency says, up the Arsenal. Tejas says, Aubameyang, my captain, signs the contract. Currency says, great reveal by the Arsenal. We'll talk about that in a little bit more detail in a couple of minutes. Jess Abiola says, biggest signing of the summer. Jay says, awesome news. Carter, finally. Melvin, yes, him just did it. T says, about blood clot time, would have been better if he phoned a friend and it was Partey or Aouar. I'm not going to lie, when he said that he was going to bring someone in, like, my imagination just ran wild. And I was like, what? Is he actually going to bring in a new signing? But then I came back down to earth. But again, we'll touch on the details of the announcement, how it was done in a little bit. Arsenal Granny says, big relief. John says, come on, you Gunners. This is the year. Bad boy, I'm so damn happy. Dave says, that's great news for our supporters now. Let's get us at least one great midfielder to take the club to the next level. What else have we got? Just scrolling through your comments. Apologies if I missed some of them out. Michael says, so happy to be part of the Arsenal family. Diamond Jack, how you doing, mate? He says, nothing in football is done until it's announced by the club. True. He says, I'm over the moon. Bring in Partey. Yeah, you're right. Theoretically, that is right. I mean, it just feels like this was the world's worst kept secret. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, in my view, agreed this deal a while ago, and we've seen some movement at Arsenal in terms of sort of Mikel Arteta's position. John Cross described it as a power grab by Mikel Arteta. I think that's probably the wrong phrase to use that sort of when we're discussing this, but he's been given that responsibility because he's shown he can handle it, in my opinion. So that will have helped, I think. That will have helped in Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang's decision, knowing that someone like Mikel Arteta, who he clearly has a good relationship with, he clearly trusts, he clearly believes in, is going to have greater control over first team affairs, other than sort of just coaching the team. A big thank you to Isionu Fialua. Sorry if I've said that wrong, mate. And thank you very much for your kind donation. He says, Arsenal are a threat this season. Mark my words. Izzy Reed says, gassy gassed with more gas. Vincent says, come on, the Gunners. What else have we got? Xander says, so happy. Do you think this is also an indication we have more signings coming, as Oba was waiting to see what business we were doing? Yeah, I think Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang would have wanted some assurances that at the very least the club are trying to bring in the level of player required in order for us to push on, in order for us to challenge for the top four and to become a real threat again. So I don't think it's an indication that deals are done. I think there's still a long way to go in terms of the negotiations with some of the players that we're being linked with. But this has to be a good sign for Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, as I've already said, to look at this project and say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to stick around. I'm going to give it my best. I think that tells us a lot about what is going on behind the scenes at the football club. I've got to put this point in there, and I don't mean to sort of be on a downer. I'm not trying to bring the thing down, but it is a hell of a lot of money as well. And that will have no doubt impacted on his decision, and rightly so. Why shouldn't it? You know, he's going to look after his own interests, as does any footballer, as does anyone in any job. But obviously, Arsenal being able to stretch and tie him down and pay him what he wants will have been huge in this. So we can talk about the signings that we could potentially be bringing in between now and the end of the window, and the fact that that shows ambition. But actually, it shows just as much ambition from the club when they've gone out and laid out a massive contract for someone the way they've just done for Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. He's so, so important to the team, and Arsenal have done their utmost to keep him successfully as well, and I'm delighted. What else have we got here? Tommy says, excellent. Come on, you Gunners. Restcam says, I like you, Oba. Thank you so much. William Bell says, I'm noticing a few audio cutouts and blurs. Just thought I'd let you know. Apologies, mate. I can't see it from this end. But yeah, I'll keep an eye on it throughout the stream. Please let me know in the chat if that is the case for you guys as well. But it looks okay from this end. Chris Georgiou says, great news, but still prefer when Sol Campbell was announced. How you doing, Chris? I hope you're all well. Yeah, it's fantastic news. And the Sol Campbell announcement, well, that was incredible, wasn't it? Watching that lot melt down. Love it. What else have we got here? William says, evening, Harry. Best news we could have gotten all summer. Now, hopefully, they go and get Aouar or Partey. Yeah, look, it's, you know, it'll be great if we could get one of those players in. Of course it would. But you're right when you say it's the best news we could have gotten all summer. I'd been saying it throughout the transfer window that it would be our most important piece of business. And to have that officially announced now, to know that that is done, is huge. It's huge for this football club. It's huge in terms of attracting other players as well. Because if you go and make a statement like tying down someone like Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang on a mega contract the way we have, it shows ambition, doesn't it? It shows that there is a willingness to progress. It shows that Arsenal, for the first time in probably a long time, are actually on the right path. I mean, when was the last time one of our top players, or our talisman, if you like, and we've had a load of them over the years, Robin Van Persie, Cesc Fabregas, Thierry Henry, you know, Patrick Vieira, when was the last time they got to kind of this, someone like that, got to this stage of their Arsenal career at this age and you know, at this point in their own sort of personal journey and committed their future to Arsenal the way he has. Now, you could argue Mesut Ozil, but we know what's happened there. But this is bigger news than the Ozil news when he signed. And I'm not just saying that with hindsight. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang is so fucking important to the way this Arsenal team play. He is everything to this Arsenal team. He is the focal point. He produces. He's a leader. Yeah, you know what? He's not the old school captain, the Tony Adams style, goes around the pitch beating his chest, ruffling feathers, getting into people's faces. But he leads by example. And this is just amazing news. I'm over the moon. Diamond Jack says, Mikel Arteta has the pulling power that Jose dreams he has. I love that. Really do love that. What else have we got? Nick Bailey says, give Harry a helping hand and like the video. Yes, please do. If you haven't already, make sure you smash that like button on whichever platform it is you are watching us from at the moment. It does really, really help. There's over 150 of you watching us across the multiple platforms at the moment. And a big hello to those of you who are going to tune in later as well. But we've only got 40 likes at the moment. So if you haven't hit that like button, please, please do so. I don't want to keep banging on about it, but it is so, so key. What else have we got? Tony Montana 1 says, for the first time in a very long time, things seem really positive. Pramod says, great positive vibes coming out from the club. Get a fix 72 says, we must be getting someone in if Oba's staying. He said he wanted to see ambitions at the club. Sam says, absolutely delighted with the news, even though the hype has been killed by how long it took. But don't let this hide the fact we still need Aouar or Partey onto West Ham at the weekend. John P says, I understand your concern about money and age, but would you rather have a 34-year-old Vardy or a 28-year-old Owen? Yeah, when I said about the money, I wasn't, you know, I've got to this point where I don't want to be a fucking, I'm not an accountant, am I? I don't care about what Arsenal spend. It's not my money. We pump money into the club through memberships, through season tickets, through subscriptions, through merchandise. I want to see Arsenal use that money to make this team as competitive as it possibly can be on the pitch. And Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang is one of those players who, you know, he can earn a shitload of money and it wouldn't faze me because he deserves it. He's warranting of it. He's been so, so key, so, so important since he came to Arsenal Football Club. You only have to look at his goal record to understand the impact this guy has had, to understand the importance of him to this project as we move forward. 31 years old, but who cares? You know, he's still producing at the highest level and that's what should matter. What I meant was, obviously, along with him sort of wanting to stay, the club had to meet his sort of demands from a financial perspective, didn't they? There's no doubt about that. And they've done it. So that's what I'm saying. It is a lot of money. It will have played a part in the decision from Aubameyang, of course. And, you know, it's as simple as that. We're talking about a player who's played 111 times for Arsenal and scored 72 goals. That is incredible. That is an unbelievable record. Unbelievable. And yeah, thrilled about it. I'm going to come on to some more of your comments in just a bit. We're going to talk a little bit about the actual announcement itself. And I just want to remind you guys of tonight's show, 8:30 p.m. I'll be joined live on here. So set your reminders by former Arsenal man and world-renowned pundit Adrian Clarke. He is returning to the Chronicles of a Gooner. Over 30,000 of you tuned into the last episode with Adrian Clarke across the multiple platforms, which was amazing. And I'm really looking forward to speaking to Adrian again tonight. So between 8:30 and about 9:15, we'll be on here. We'll be discussing this. We'll be discussing the performance at Fulham and various other bits and pieces as well. So subscribe to the channel if you're new. That way you will not miss a broadcast. And that is one that I am very much looking forward to bringing you guys this evening. Another quick reminder before we move on. Where is it? Here we go. Quick reminder of how you can become a patron of the Chronicles of a Gooner. You can sign up for £3 per month by visiting patreon.com patreon.com/thechroniclesofaguna. For your membership, you will get exclusive content that only patrons receive, priority on our fans show, priority when submitting questions for our experts such as Adrian Clark, and a gift after 3 months of membership. As I said to you guys the other day, those of you who have hit the 3 month mark, now you'll be receiving some communication very, very shortly due to this COVID stuff. We had a little bit of a delay getting the stuff through, but I should have that this week, and then we can start distributing it out to you guys. So really looking forward to getting that out to you and getting your thoughts on that as well. Right, let's talk a little bit about the announcement then. So, of course, as I said earlier on, Arsenal have been hinting at it all day. Sand timers, Gabonese flags, you name it, Arsenal did it on social media. Then, of course, they directed us all over to a live stream that was going to take place on the website, on the club's YouTube channel. It started with a sort of picture of the changing room with a pen and a paper on the desk. Then they added the sand timer. Then they added the captain's armband. Then they added the Black Panther mask. All the things you associate with Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, whilst for the whole time there was a Gabonese flag hanging in there as well. So everybody knew what it was when it was coming. I think some of us maybe hoped that, you know, there may be some further news that was announced alongside that. But ultimately, you know, the way things are this day and age, look, we knew Aubameyang had agreed a deal weeks ago. So for Arsenal to do a deal and us not to know nothing about it up until this point, or not to have at least any reports that it was done, would be really strange. But it was my imagination and my hope sort of running away with me as I was watching that. It was a little bit, I enjoyed the way they did it. I love the way they did it. And ultimately, it's not really about the announcement. It's about the news and what that news means, what it signifies for Arsenal Football Club moving forward. That is what is more important. There's no doubt about that. But given it's been dragged on for so long, it kind of killed the buzz a little bit, didn't it? That's how I feel. And let me know. It kind of felt like, come on, just get on with it. We all know it's done. What are we waiting for? Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang is sort of spoken about, this is where he belongs. And I'm sure sort of in the next hour or so, there's going to be lots and lots of content coming your way from the Arsenal website. We're going to share the article that's just gone on, actually. I'll share my screen with those of you watching us, and for those of you listening via the audio, don't worry, we'll be talking you through it as well. But let me share my screen with you guys so you can see the club's official announcement post on the website. Oba signs a new long-term contract. Here it is. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has signed a 3-year contract with us, having put pen to paper on his new deal. Our 31-year-old captain wanted to break the news on Arsenal.com and on social media by telling the fans live that he was staying, with the ambition to lift more trophies and leave a long-term legacy. The Gabon international signed from Borussia Dortmund in January 2018 and has since made 111 appearances and scored 72 goals. In his first full season with us, Oba jointly won the Premier League Golden Boot with 2 goals. Last season, 29 goals in 44 appearances in all competitions, scoring twice in the FA Cup final victory against Chelsea. And he's kicked off this season in similar fashion, scoring against Liverpool in the Community Shield as we lifted that trophy on penalties. Now, a few of Aubameyang's comments. He says, signing for this special club was never in doubt. It's thanks to our fans, my teammates, my family and everybody at this club that I feel like I belong here. I believe in Arsenal. We can achieve big things together. We have something exciting here, and I believe the best is to come for Arsenal. Mikel Arteta's been speaking about it, as you'd expect, and he said it was important for Pierre-Emerick to stay with us. He's a superb player with an incredible mentality. Being the player to have taken the least amount of time to reach 50 goals with this club tells you everything you need to know about him and his way of working. He's an important leader for the team and a big part of what we're building. He wants to be up there with the best players in the world and leave his mark. He can achieve that here. Technical director Edu said, it's clear Aubameyang loves the club and everything we stand for on and off the pitch. He's obviously a very important part of the team, so we're all delighted he has committed his future to us. It's a big boost for everyone, fans, teammates and staff. There you go. So those are the comments from Edu, from Mikel Arteta, from Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang himself. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has signed a new long-term contract, and we are over the bloody moon. Let's go back to some of you guys' live comments in the chat. See what you guys have been saying as well. Big Gunner D. Actually, I'm going to ask you guys, while I go through some more of the comments, get your questions in. If you've got a question, put a Q at the beginning of it, because with the chat constantly updating, I do miss those, and that will help them stand out. Let's have a quick look at the YouTube stream and see how many of you are tuned in with us at the moment. Over 300 of you watching us across the multiple platforms. Only 70 likes, guys. Smash that like button. Subscribe to the channel if you are new as well. Aubameyang wants to be a legend. Great news. Purple Light Media, good bro. And thank you, Purple Light Media, for your kind super chat as well. It is very, very much appreciated. And that's not the first time you've done that. So thank you so much for your continued support. Arsenal Granny, after watching Chelsea yesterday, it's so apparent that our manager is so much better than theirs. John Kuturu says, first captain to sign. I'm not sure about this one. Bloody hell. There we go. Don't know what that's about. Anyway, Tofa says, over the moon today. Nothing will tear this smile off my face all week. So many great players have left us. The loyalty is what warms my heart today. Yeah, it goes back to that point I was making earlier. We've lost so many key players over the years, haven't we? We've seen, you know, Cesc Fabregas go. We saw Thierry Henry go. We saw Robin Van Persie go. We just constantly lost our key players because the club weren't able to show the ambition required to hold on to them. Now, you know, it seems like we're showing that. And for Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang to commit tells you all you need to know about the direction of travel. Let's see what else we've got. Patrice says the best transfer of the season so far. Let's see. Big shout out to former Arsenal striker. Speaking of Arsenal legends, there you go. Kevin Campbell, he says he has signed the ting, Harry. Best signing of the summer. Let's get Partey and Aouar now. Fingers crossed, Kev. We can get at least one of those in between now and the end of the transfer window. And Kevin, we've had loads of requests in the comments lately for you to come and join us. So I've got to drop you a message and see when you're free so we can get you on the podcast again. If you're free, that would be great. And we look forward to having you very, very much. Let's see what else we've got. Matt Gray, did anyone else think Oba was going to add Partey or Aouar to his Instagram chat? Yeah, we were speaking about that, weren't we? I think a few of us maybe hoped that was going to be the case. But yeah, it wasn't to be the case. Let's see. Kev O'Sullivan, who's a Liverpool fan. So thank you for tuning in, mate. It is very much appreciated. He says, congrats, Arsenal fans. Vital signature. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, mate. It is huge for us. And you can see from the responses of the fan base right now just how much this means to us as well. Jay says, Harry, still believe we need more than Partey and Aouar to challenge for the top four this season. Yeah, look, I think finishing in the top four is not going to be easy for Arsenal when you consider how far off of the pace we were last season and that some of the competition around us has strengthened, etc., etc. But I think if we manage to get both of those players, my God, that would be a big step towards closing that gap for sure. Gentile says, it means more players incoming. A lot of people of this opinion at the moment that the fact that Aubameyang has committed his future says that or shows or evidences that actually there is more to come from Pierre-Emerick after the signing of Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Again, it looks as though perhaps, hopefully, fingers crossed, there is some more business in the pipeline. Chris says, good news for us. Stan the Man says, glad he signed. Not watched the announcement video and probably won't. As you said, Harry, the club killed the buzz on this weeks ago. Yeah, it's been going on for a while, hasn't it? They have dragged it out just a little bit. Ilka Helen, big thank you for your kind donation. It is very, very much appreciated. It says, holy hell, tears of joy. That announcement was fantastic. Go and watch the video that Arsenal posted. Still Lenny says, do you think the board hears our concern and rants? I don't think Mr. Kroenke logs online and comes onto things like this, for example, where we rant and we talk and we discuss. But I'm sure they'll have, you know, people keeping tabs on sort of what the general feeling is around the club. But if you're asking me if I think they look at specifics, no, I think they probably have people that do that for them. They sort of, they do the scouring of the internet. They report back. But yeah, I don't expect the Kroenkes actually sit and look for rants against them and stuff. ASN says, the few months delay in signing the new contract probably saved us a couple of million in wages. Yeah, I guess so. Mugaga says, I can see a legend already. I pray we sign Partey before the window closes. Buck Wild says, can we get the top four this year? As I've already said, I think it's going to be difficult. I think it's going to be tricky. You know, even if we do go and get a world-class midfielder, I still think that it's going to be a tall order for Arsenal. And I base that on how far behind we were last season and the fact that although there's definitely been progress under Mikel Arteta, our sort of the teams around us have strengthened and are probably going to strengthen further between now and the end of the window. And that comes into play as well. So, look, I guess given the performances we've seen from Mikel Arteta's Arsenal in some of the cup ties, you've got to have, as much as you'll have confidence for like achieving it via the league route, I think you should have confidence in our ability to actually go on and win the Europa League as well and bring European glory to this club. You know, it's a European trophy at the end of the day, and I would trust in Mikel Arteta. I think that he's got what it takes. If you've got the likes of Aubameyang in your squad as well, then you've got as good a chance as anybody to go on and lift that trophy, and that would subsequently put us in the Champions League. It would almost be killing two birds with one stone, wouldn't it? Ray Anderson says, it doesn't matter to me about the buzz. It just matters if he's signed, and he has. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What else have we got here? Lots of you continuing to react to this news, and it is fantastic news. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has signed a new Arsenal deal. We thought he had for a while, but it's official. It is bloody official. And on that note, if you haven't already, guys, smash that like button. Let's have a quick look at what we're doing in terms of likes at the moment. 91 at the moment. There's over 300 of you watching, so let's get that up a little bit higher. Subscribe to the channel if you're new, and I'm going to take this opportunity to let you guys know about our new sponsors. If you've been watching the show of late, you will know about this, but we have partnered up with manscaped.com. so if you want to keep your lawn looking as trim and as neat as the Emirates Stadium pitch, then head over to manscaped.com. check out their fantastic products. They are very, very popular, and if you wish to order something, please enter our discount code of ChroniclesAFC, all in capitals. You'll see it rolling across the bottom of your screen, and you will receive a 20% discount. So it's well worth your time. Just pop in that code in there, and you will get yourself a discount. So as I said, manscaped.com for all your male grooming needs. Check them out. Have a look around the website. I'm sure you'll find something appealing to you, and check it out. Give your missus a treat. Why not? There you go. We will be doing an unboxing of the products, a special little video, because I received my package last night. I haven't got around to doing that yet, but we will be doing that over the next few days, so you get to have a look at what it is that's included as well, and I'm sure you'll have a good laugh at my expense as well. So there you go. Right. Let's go back to the Aubameyang talk. What else have we got here? Just having a quick scroll through your comments. Everyone's thrilled. Everyone is really chuffed by this. Really chuffed by it. What else have we got? So many comments. I don't know which ones to pick. John says, great to see this turnover of things as the club seem to be heading forward. Get Partey in a while and then the title will be for us to lose. I think that's a little bit premature, but I love the positivity. Matt Dyer says, great news now. Let's get Partey and Aouar. Vincent says, mark my words, Arsenal will surprise the world this season. I have that feeling. Alok says, I definitely think we're better than United. I think you could make that argument that, that we're at least as good as United, but there's this feeling in the sort of in my stomach that they're going to manage to get Jadon Sancho this summer, who I think is a phenomenal footballer, really, really good, one of the biggest talents England have produced in a while. I think that, you know, he will add so much to their team if they're able to get him, and that worries me. Defensively, though, United can still be gotten at. I don't particularly rate Harry Maguire. I'm not a big fan of Victor Lindelof. Is Eric Bailly able to stay fit? I don't know. So there's certainly an argument, there's certainly a case to be made that Arsenal can compete with Manchester United this season. We'll have to see how it pans out. I certainly think we've got the better manager of the two, so fingers crossed we've got the best striker in the league as well. So there you go. Let's see what else we've got as well. Titus says, beautiful. John P says, you got any guests lined up this week? Yes, Adrian Clark is joining me tonight, former Arsenal man and renowned pundit. You can find him on the radio, on the television. He's everywhere, Adrian Clark. He also does Arsenal.com's The Breakdown. He'll be with me tonight at 8:30 p.m. UK time. So in just under sort of 4 hours, we'll be going live together. 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, I had to check my maths there. We'll be going live together. We'll be discussing, obviously, the Aubameyang news, and we'll be discussing various other bits and pieces. We'll be looking back at the game at Fulham, as well as talking about potential transfer incomings. Elijah from Kenya says, how are we sure that Partey and Aouar are to be at the Arsenal team? Well, we're not sure. We don't know that any deals have been done for them. We, as far as my knowledge goes, there's no indication that any of those deals have been completed. But we know that Arsenal are interested in both players. So fingers crossed we will see that interest materialise into something more. Mike says, superb news. Best signing of the window, without doubt. Agreed. Hope you're well, my friend. Bernard is another one of those who feels as though the delay in the announcement has taken the excitement away. Yeah, it has to a degree, but as one of you guys said a little bit earlier on, it was about him signing it, wasn't it? More importantly than anything else. Aaron Corbett says, hey, Harry, love the channel. Do you think Oba will be as good as Henry as a captain? Yeah, I don't see why he can't be. Since he's taken the armband, you know, well, not that his performances weren't excellent before, but it feels like he's thrived on the extra responsibility. And as I said earlier on, you know, Aubameyang is not that traditional old school type captain, but Aubameyang is very much somebody who leads by example. And what more can you ask for? Mehmet says, can Arsenal win the Champions League? It's going to be a bit difficult this year, mate, because we're not in it. But one day, hopefully. Barry Ciccone, hi Harry, at long last it's done and we can concentrate fully on moving forward. Great news, great show, great day. Agreed. Big hello to Chris Pantelli as well. How you doing, mate? Welcome to the stream. Delighted to have you guys on. It's done. It's official. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang will be a Gooner for another 3 years. And what more do you want than that? Big shout out to you and Young as well. He says, well, Harry, do you think Oba committing gives hope that the club will move for substantial signings? I think we can take some hope from that. I think we can take some encouragement from that, because we know that he was kind of, and I know part of it would have been Aubameyang sort of holding out to get the money that he wanted. But we also know that he will have wanted to see some ambition from the club. And although, you know, we've done a bit of business so far, Gabriel's come in the door, of course, Willian, you know, Saliba joins up with the squad. I know that business was done last year. Ceballos has returned. There are just signs that we're on the right path. I still feel like we probably need like a real marquee signing. Some would argue that that was Gabriel when you take into account the sort of competition that was around for his signature. But for me, we still need that marquee signing to really convince everyone that actually Arsenal are backing Mikel Arteta. Arsenal are pushing on. Arsenal are pushing forward, and they have real, real ambitions to get back to the top of the English and the European game again. So You know, I think we can take confidence from it. I really do. And I feel like there will be some more movement. I feel like agreements, you know, they may not have been reached necessarily, but I feel like some of them are probably close. But we just need a couple of those sales, a couple of those departures, a couple of those outgoings to just go through, just to raise that extra bit of money that we need, that extra bit of capital in order to get those deals over the line. We heard yesterday that a fee has been agreed with Torino regarding Lucas Torreira. 24 million euro was the number being quoted. I don't know if, you know, I told you where it was from. It was from Calciomercato, but I don't know that that is done, or that that agreement has actually been reached until we get an announcement. I'm still going to be a little bit skeptical. There are a lot of media outlets out there that you've got to be wary of. So yeah, let's see. But that would raise a significant sort of amount of money. Waiting for Emi Martinez to officially join Villa, that will raise some money as well. So I'm optimistic. I'm quietly optimistic that Arsenal are going to be able to get at least one of those big deals in to the door at the Emirates Stadium between now and the end of the transfer window. Right, guys, we're going to do what we did yesterday because it was a little bit of fun just before we wrap up the stream. I want you guys to let me know in the chat where you are joining us from. I'm always interested to hear. Really, really do. Look forward to seeing where you guys are tuned in from. Smash the like button if you haven't already. Subscribe to the channel if you are new as well. Big shout out to Jamal, who's tuning in from Enfield down the road from me, mate. How you doing? I'm glad you're enjoying the channel, my friend. We've got Jack the Ripper says, "I want to hug you, Harry. Finally, it's official." I'd give you a hug as well, mate, but there's a COVID measures in place. I don't think that's allowed at the moment, is it? There we go. Kevin, hey, how are you? I'm Kevin from Jamaica. We need to get Partey to better the team. Yeah, it'd be great. It would be great indeed. Ewan from the Costa del Island. I love that. Alex from Pennsylvania. Joe joining us from Harare in Zimbabwe. Tawana from Botswana. Desi from India, Ajinkya from India, Michael Marshall, Somerset, is a refugee from Hoxton. Love that, love that. From India, St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada. Love that. Let's see what else. Perth, Australia. It's 11:55 at night. I stay up to watch this live. Love the channel, mate. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. I hope you're well, we'll get you off to bed soon, don't worry. Uganda, what else have we got? Robbie Fowle says he wasn't going to drink tonight, but vodka is on its way. John Pye is from Rwanda. Guna Forever. Bolton, Jay Bowling, the Costa del Bolton. Saha TV from Mauritius. Prasanth is tuned in to us from Melbourne, Australia. It's almost 2 a.m. Best news to sleep to. Yeah, you're going to sleep a little bit easier tonight. Either that or the excitement will stop you sleeping. Osgur says, "Where can I get the best souvlaki in North London, Harry, to celebrate?" Mate, I'd go to Vrisagi if it was me. Andy's Kebab, Oakwood, same people. That's the one for me. Check them out. Little bit of free advertisement for them. There you go. Nairobi, T from the Costa del Ponder's End. I love it, Ewan. You've started a theme here with this Costa business. It's great. What else? What else? What else? What else? Augustine is watching us from Sierra Leone. Thanks for the update. Rye Dog is in Vancouver Island. Josh Mehmet, Southeast London, should really support the Palace. I was born not too far from Crystal Palace, but my dad was a massive Gooner, is a massive Gooner, and I had no choice who I supported. I moved to North London, I think, when I was 7 or 8 years old, seven, I think. So I didn't really grow up there long enough to sort of, you know, to follow a team from down there. Arsenal's always been my team. It's always been in my heart, but I have got a soft spot for Crystal Palace. I do look out for their results, and I do want them to get good results most of the time, apart from when they play against us. There you go. Bereke is joining us from Ethiopia in East Africa. He says we need a defensive midfielder and a playmaker to challenge for the league. I think that's a pretty common sort of opinion at the moment. I think everyone would love to see that, would love to see Arsenal bring in a couple of midfield players. Michael's joining us from the Netherlands. Matt Dyer is in Turkey. George is in Perth, Australia. Bernard is joining us from Canada, says, I like your channel. Thank you very much. Guys, if you like the channel, if you like the content, which we are bringing to you daily at the moment, then please smash that like button. As I said to you guys earlier on, it is so, so important. There's over 350 of you watching us across the multiple platforms, but we've only got 132 likes at the moment. So smash that like button, please. Big shout out to Jay from Bolton. Sachin in India. Haikal is joining us from Singapore. We've got India, Malaysia, Nepal, UAE, Kenya. Wow, this is incredible. Loving it. Lanray from California. Brilliant. Junior Gunner says, wow, rival fans are extremely salty. Had Oba left, we're a small club, can't keep hold of our best players. Stepping stone. Now he's signed, he has no ambition and he's wasting his career. We can't win. Yeah, look, I mean, fans are going to be like that. Fans are very tribal, aren't they? That's just kind of the way they are. And we do it. I would say the same if Harry Kane signed a new Tottenham contract. I'd say, where's his ambition? You just put it to one side. Just ignore him. There's obviously going to be fans that they've died a little bit inside, knowing that despite Arsenal having their worst season that I can remember last season, they've still managed to keep hold of Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. They still finished it with a trophy. Everybody wants to be like us. Well, it's probably a strong statement when I say everybody, but there are so many clubs who envy us, and therefore you're always going to get that sort of attitude coming back at you when something like this, something positive happens. They'll always try and find a negative in that. Some people, it's just in their nature. They try and find a negative in everything. Rydog asks, when is the Adrian Clark show? That is coming to you guys tonight. We'll be live at 8:30 p.m. That is UK time, around about three and a half hours from now. Adrian will be joining me, as I said. We'll be discussing the Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang news. We'll be talking about the game at Fulham, and we'll be discussing various other bits and pieces. Quick reminder, if you want to become a patron of the show and have your question put to Adrian Clark this evening, we will be taking some from the live chat as well, but of course, patrons will guarantee to get their question asked and they will get priority. You can sign up for £3 a month by heading over to patreon.com/ the Chronicles of Aguna. You'll receive exclusive content, priority on the fans show, priority when submitting questions to our experts such as Adrian, and a gift after 3 months of membership. Let's go back to the live comments just one more time before we lock it off, because I'm going to go chill out for a little bit and enjoy a nice cold beer in the sun to celebrate the Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang news. Jorge Ortiz says he would love a WA from Leon. Great content. Ilka's joining us from Helsinki, Jamaica. We've got, let's see who else we've got. Got someone that's from South Korea. Hello. A couple of you taking the mick in the comments out of each other. I'm going to avoid that conversation before I get myself in trouble. Chris says, Harry, your content is so much better than most, mate. Thank you very, very much. Really appreciate that. And you're one of the people that I see in the stream very often. So thank you for your continued support. And a big up to Hassan from Kenya as well. Really appreciate you joining us. I love this one. GP, Harry has the best beard on YouTube. Not at the moment. It needs trimming. Look at it. It's growing all over my lips. It's all over the bloody place. Terrible. I should be ashamed of myself. Right. That brings me to the end of today's transfer update show. Of course, dominated by the news that Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has signed a new long-term Arsenal contract. He'll be with us for another 3 seasons. We're over the fucking moon. Delighted to have him on board, and we look forward to Arsenal progressing, moving forward under this new manager and with Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang leading the side. Beautiful news, as Tony says in the comments. It is indeed. It really, really is. Big hello to... I'm just going to give a couple more shout-outs that have just come through because I've just seen them. Sorry. Dennis, he's new here. So, Dennis, welcome to the channel. Thank you for joining us. Subscribe if you're new. Hit the like button as well if you haven't already. And a big thanks to those of you who are praising the channel and saying that you're going to join us later on. 8:30 tonight, Adrian Clark. We'll be talking Aubameyang. We'll be talking Fulham. We'll be talking Mikel Arteta's new role. And we'll be talking transfer. So come and join us then. Until then, take care of yourselves. Stay safe and enjoy the Aubameyang celebrations.